You are listening to The Psychic Jam, a podcast that features three expert mentors who empower and inspire people like yourself to trust their inner voice, promoting awareness along their spiritual journey. Welcome to The Psychic Jam. My name is Jay Lane, and I am joined today by my beautiful co-host, Amber Price and Liz Throp. And today, we are talking about one of the top questions that we get asked by our clients all the time, and that is, who's my spirit guide, right, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that one of the biggest questions that we get asked all the time?
And always.
It is. And I get asked, like, who's my angel? What is my angel's name? Who is my ascended master? Who is my spirit guide? Do I have a spirit guide? And you know, it is such an amazing question, but it's also one that I have sometimes difficulty answering only because of my own beliefs. But we're going to get into this. And Liz, I'm going to go to you first and ask you, because I'm sure that you get this a million times
since
you started your practice.
Because I
know I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jay. And it's definitely one of the top questions I get asked often. What do they look like? Can you describe them? Can you give me any kind of insight? Like, who do I talk to when I'm feeling overwhelmed? Like, I feel like it's this, I feel like it's that. And I always tell people, this is my go-to answer, ladies. Okay. I always say, I have no clue what my own spirit team names are. I don't know. I have no clue. I have never thought to even ask the question, what are your names? I know that there is a group of people that come to me, my team, and I know that there's one that speaks on behalf of all of them because I connect to that energy all the time, but I have no clue who they are. I don't know. And I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly at peace with that. I don't need to know, because I'm connecting with them. So I'm just really content with that. And I trust and I believe in, and I'm very connected to the fact that I don't need to know that. Now, for people who need to know, this is what I say to people. Even though I don't know my own and I don't need to know, I usually tell people, think of the first name that pops into your head when you are conversing with spirit. If you get a name, likely that's the name that you're choosing to give to them. I think we give them names. I don't think they actually, I think it's an ego-based connection. We must have like a name to a person. So when we're dealing with other humans, you know, we don't go, hey, human, how you doing? We don't talk to you like to other people like that. We're like, we need a name. So I feel like it's the same. People feel like they need to have that connection, that human connection, whereas spirit doesn't connect to ego at all. They don't care what you call them. They don't care. They're just completely devoted to you. So at that point, I don't know, Amber, what's your thoughts on this?
I totally feel the same way. Like, I never considered who my spirit guide was prior to other people asking me what their name, you know, was for their spirit guide. And so, you know, I remember one point I thought, you know, multiple people keep asking me who their spirit guides are. And my first thought was, why have I never wanted to know who mine are? Like, I've never had that urge to figure it out. And so I did a meditation to reflect on, you know, what is the deal with that? Why haven't I ever wondered? And why is everyone all of a sudden asking? Is it because they're coming into my path so that I start to ask who mine are? And I knew right away that was not it.
I thought the same thing at one point, Amber. So funny.
Yeah. And so I was like, no, that's not it. So when I did my meditation, the spirit guides of my own, but also just, you know, what I refer to as like the universal collective kind of guides that come through to give us messages. They said that they are nameless, they're genderless, and that they have no connection or commitment to a name or to like a physical look to them or anything like that. But if it makes us feel better, then of course, then they're willing to be named or you know, had the gender placed on them or whatever. So I thought, okay, well, that's cool. So I said, all right, how do people identify what their spirit guide's name is, should they want to have a name to them or a gender or a physical appearance, right? And so what started to happen was the answer I got in my meditation was to allow them to, just what you said, Liz, like think of the first name that pops up, but then I kind of take it a little bit further than that and say, when you think of that name that pops up, now watch for the synchronicities and the validation, because I guarantee the person at the gas pump's going to be named that, the person at, you know, the grocery store, or someone on the TV is going to come up, or you're going to get a letter in the mail. You're going to have all of a sudden an awareness and repetition of the name. And so I practiced it because I never tell my clients to do something that I've never tried. So I practiced it. And the first thing that I thought of was my godmother. And I thought, okay, now at this point in time, you know, my godmother was still living. And so all I could do for the next few days was think about her. Like she kept popping into my mind. And then everybody that I came in contact with had the same name or a version of the name, or this is my name, but they call me that. But that name that nobody calls them is their name. And so I laughed, right? Because I always do. I always just burst into laughter when the universe is sitting there going, all right, are you satisfied, you idiot? Because they don't so care. True. Right? Yeah, yeah, they do not care. It's like, all right, does this fulfill your human desire to validate your ego so that you have some sort of idea of what's going on? So I said, yes, that did make me feel better. And I appreciate your help. And so, you know, I have a good relationship with my team. And so, so for me, it's about understanding that spirit guides are genderless. They are nameless. And also the physical appearance is important. Now, the only other thing that I didn't mention that most people question about is, what is the spirit guide's purpose? Like, what are they doing for me? And so, you know, besides gender and name and physical appearance, I add a fourth thing in, and what is their main purpose? And again, it's usually when someone is coming to ask who their spirit guide is and what they do for them, it's the thing that's going on in their life at that moment. Like if you're constantly struggling at work, well, this spirit guide that you're trying to connect to and you do feel it. That's why you're asking about it. When you're feeling it and you're asking about it and it's in your awareness, it's because the thing that you're struggling with right now is the thing that they're helping you with. And so it doesn't, I think, again, it just goes to our own mind needing validated. So we have an understanding, you know, humans like to do that. We like to have something tangible. That's why most psychics like to be clairvoyant, because I can see it with my own eye. Right, Jay?
It's so true. It's true. And I love what you said about like, who the hell is that? Because honestly, yeah. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Like someone says, who's your spirit guide? Is he Egyptian? Is he like Italian? Like, is this she? And it's like, you know, I don't know. I work with different types of spirits, spirit guides, I guess. I actually talk about it quite a bit. There's different types, but some people believe in angels, nature spirits, star beings, animal spirits, ascended masters, that kind of thing. But it's what you're pulled to, I believe. It's what you can kind of connect with. So I've got a lot of people say, well, I connect with archangels. Great. Which one? Well, I like Archangel Michael. I feel that he protects me and he guides me when I'm traveling. Perfect. But when I'm doing something else, then I believe in like these spirit animal messengers. Okay. And, you know, because I see blue jays, let's say, all the time. So right away, I know that could be my mother around me. But I always thought that my spirit guides were either my higher self. It's not silly, but I did when I was younger. And then as I grew older, I always felt that they were my dead relatives. Those, and doesn't have to be the ones that I existed with here in this lifetime, because of course we could have had different lifetimes where we have several other spirits on the other side that could be, you know, part of what's going on in my life now. And so when I die, I know I'm going to be reconnected with all of these energies that I would have existed with in previous lifetimes. But at the end of the day, I believe that when I call upon them, I just get the help that I need. Who is it specifically? I'm not sure, but I'm sure thankful for them. And I recognize them every single day. I ask them for help. And I do. I think I just close my eyes. I ask them for the best intentions to come through and that I want to help the people that I'm seeing that day. And I got to tell you, my spirit team pulls through every single time. I get the help. I get everything that I need. And I feel fully protected and energized by that energy. Whatever it is, I'm receiving it. And the thing is, we can't figure out everything, right, guys? I mean, even though we're psychic and mediums, can we figure it out? But we can guide people, as you said, Amber, to discovering who they connect with or what, you know, what they feel best with. You know, is it guardian angels? Is it spirit guides? Is it ascended masters? How are they connecting? And I think that's what's really important to get through. And this subject really excites me because we actually did a course on this, right, guys?
And
I love the course because it talks about the spiritual self and spiritual team and how to connect with them. And that's what's even more exciting, because if you're not sure on how to do that, we can really show you a lot of techniques on how to get that done. Now, other than that, I'm going to say that I think a lot of people, you know, depend on us for these answers. So the thing is, if they really want you to name, and if you're a psychic and you're working out there, medium or whatever type of light work you do, if you're out there and someone wants you to name that person, do them a favor and do it. You know, give them that energy of yours, give them your love and give them a name or something, because some of these people don't really know what to pick and choose. And if you're feeling something, please share it, is what I have to say, because people need that reassurance that there is something there. And if they can connect to even a name, because I've had clients tell me, well, you give me a name. I don't know what to call my spirit guide, as you've mentioned, Amber. And so I've helped people. I said, well, I'm connecting with this name. And they go, oh my God, I love that right away. And so they leave feeling very good. And I've even got emails months later saying, you know, this has helped me so much to talk to this one spirit guide. And thank you so much for naming him for me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, go with the flow, guys, whatever, you know, whatever makes people feel good. And if you're feeling that connection, just do it. But I want to thank you, ladies, so much for your insight. It was absolutely amazing, as usual. And, you know, if you haven't checked us out, we are at thepsychicassociates.com. Thanks, ladies.
Hey, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in. If you liked our podcast or would like to learn more about us, please visit our website at www.thepsychicassociates.com or visit us on our socials on Facebook or Instagram at The Psychic Associates.